88. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Got plenty to talk about. Hey, you know what? Over the last week, we were talking about the Titanic. I'm going to bring some coincidences about that are going to blow you three different ways, literally. The parallels, the coincidences, the prophecy. We'll get to that in just a couple minutes. So, hello, friends, as well as a few enemies and scoffers and atheists and skeptics and lunatics and weirdos and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess. Folks, for those that did not know, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. So welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, if you'd like to jump online, and check out our brand new website, which is still in transition, but for the most part, it's complete. The look is, anyways. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, that is SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can also go to Facebook and check out Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Two different websites, Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. And or what you can do is follow us on the Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean one on my Twitter account. Personal stuff. Again, friends, let's get involved. I've noticed that you have incrementally taken it little by little. Start to post, start to get involved as to what's going on with your country, because we can do this, friends. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I just wanted to let you know that we are showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds, deeds not words, as 1 John 3:18, Jesus exemplified, and George Washington actually, well, he made a slogan, a motto, deeds not words, which was from 1 John 3:18. Aside of that, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, and why is that our pretty little princess.
Well, the reason why that
Chase
is.
Chase is looking around the corner like he is stuck. I am.
Okay. Well, the reason why that is, of course, is because a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You want them in Christ's head and in your own. Now, we're going to highlight this week, of course, it's a brand new week. It's Monday. It is freezing cold in the state of Minnesota. I think it's supposed to be up to 31 below zero. So if all of our friends from Florida want to call in and rub it in, they probably got, you know, 70, 80 degree weather out there. Please, now is the time to do so. 1-866-233-0747. But I want to highlight for this week what we're doing.
We're in Minnesota and it's minus 21 degrees here.
Is it right now?
Life-threatening weather. This
is a fact.
It's
supposed to get to 31, isn't it? Negative
31. That's what I heard.
That's what we heard. So we'll
see. It's not there yet. Matter of fact, we just went to Monticello this morning, me and my son did, and that's about, an hour round trip. And the roads were, I'm telling you what, they were desolate.
Yeah.
Sparse.
And we had a delivery come to the house, and the guy said today, well, the roads are really bad as well. So it's bad, desolate, and cold. Stay home, snuggle up by the fireplace, and listen to the Sons of Liberty. That sounds like a perfect afternoon to me. But what we're highlighting this week, it's a new week turnaround here on Monday. We're giving away, for a $100 donation, a constitutional silver dollar coin. Midas Resources, perhaps you've heard of them during commercials on the Sons of Liberty, believes in liberty, freedom, honesty, and trust, and is a proud sponsor of the Sons of Liberty. And with your donation of $100 or more, you'll be sent a one-time gift, a constitutional silver dollar coin from Midas. It's a 100-year-old, real, authentic, precious metal silver dollar that was used as money in the United States. It's what the Founding Fathers intended for us to use as with money written with the Constitution. So, as money written with the Constitution is. Excuse me. Bitcoin's estimated value in today's market is about $32. There's one per customer. But if you want to go ahead and donate to the Sons of Liberty here in this new year, make a $100 donation. We'll be more than happy to send you a constitutional silver dollar coin for free worth a $32 value. So please do call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or you can go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I got a letter. Can I read it? Or,
sure.
Okay, listen to this. This is interesting. This is almost kind of hurtful stuff, friends, but here's a new email we just got. I feel like I'm watching a reel of Nazi hatred against individuals for their 30s and 40s. You are using the most vile language I have heard in quite a while. You have no respect for human right. Therefore, how can you even speak of religion until your sense of morality, justice, and compassion are in check? It's compassion, man, when I'm speaking of judgment of people at large, and it's also judgment unto those that are committing the crime. So let's keep that into perspective here. She said, you may even be aligned with Westboro Baptist Church that show up even at vets' funerals stating that G-D has condemned all because of homosexuals. I pity you. No, Jesus came to save all men from their sin. It's not just, you know, those special victims known as the homosexuals. Hey, he came to redeem all mankind through the blood of his sacrifice on Calvary. It's not just the homosexuals, so we need to get off this sympathy trip and quit going back to the homosexuals like they're the only ones that need to be saved, because there's liars, thieves, adulterers, fornicators, so on and so forth, that are saved by the grace of Christ too. But it's the choice to respond through repentance, and nobody can do that for you. So I go on. She says, I pity you. I'm a mother of 5 sons and would be ashamed if they ever would come into contact with groups such as yours. I'm a woman of faith.
Hmm.
Yeah, and I can tell you, your faith is only the faith of evil. Hmm. Really. I emailed back and I said, ma'am, just kind of curious, what Bible are you reading there?
I got a couple comments to that. First of all, of course, like we always say, when did hate ever tell the truth? And you know what? This is where people have judgment turned backwards and they mistake what true compassion is. True compassion here on this earth is that compassion that loves men enough to warn men to flee from the wrath to come. There's going to be a lot of people standing before God on judgment day, whenever they pass on, and they're going to say, I wish someone would have loved me enough to give me the truth, because they're going to find their condemnation before God and be sent to hell, rather than having their conviction wrought upon this earth to repent of their sins, stand before God, and go to heaven. Compassion is giving people the truth on this earth now, so they can repent and flee from the wrath to come. Lack of compassion is letting things go and saying, oh, you're okay. God loves you. Do whatever you want to do. And then standing before God on judgment day and end up going to hell because no one loved you enough to tell you the truth.
Interestingly enough, when you look in Scripture, 2 Corinthians, namely, it talks about knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. It also talks right in that same context. It talks about the love of Christ constraineth me. So it's love to warn men to flee from the wrath to come, not to sit there and kiss them all the way to hell.
You know, and it was love when Jesus was calling the Pharisees, you know, a brood of vipers. It was love when Jesus died on the cross. It was love when the Lord was rebuking people for their sin. It was love. And people say, well, that was just, it's just so hard. Well, read your Bible. That love, if those Pharisees would have listened and had ears to hear and repented, would have brought them to the cross of Jesus Christ, where they would have found salvation. So get it in the right context of reading what is true compassion and what is true love.
Or,
it's oftentimes different than the lovey-dovey, make you feel good, that we see so much today.
Again, Psalm 109, John 15, this is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. In America today, the church has got the world loving Jesus. Interesting. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. Be right back after sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to talk. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
I want to play this really quick because I want people to get the point right away. That isn't it interesting how people ignore the Lord while they're partying, living it up, doing their thing. But when the boat that they're on begins to sink, this is what they play. It's called Near My God to Thee. This was the song that they started to play once the ship started to sink. I wonder where the Lord was before it started to sink. We know that some of the builders actually said that God himself couldn't even sink the Titanic. How's that working out for him? But this is what they revert back to, friends, when it's too late. They revert back to God. 1,500 people died on that ship. I wanted to talk about coincidences today because people, well, for the most part, they don't think. And I'm going to kind of weird you out at first because there was a man by the name of Morgan Robertson who wrote a book 14 years before the maiden voyage of the Titanic in the futility or the wreck of the Titan, which was published in 1898. Now listen to this, friends. This is absolutely incredible. The Titan was described as the largest craft afloat and the greatest of the works of men, equal to that of the first-class hotel, and, of course, unsinkable. Both ships were British-owned steel vessels, both around 800 feet long, and sank after hitting an iceberg in the North Atlantic. In April, around midnight, yes. You want to talk about the gifts that are still very much in operation today? They're being used through people that don't even know the difference. Namely, this guy right here, Morgan Robertson. He writes a book called Futility or the Wreck of the Titan, 14 years before the Titanic sunk. And listen to the coincidences, friends. The Titan was described as the largest craft afloat and the greatest of the works of men. So is the Titanic. Equal to that of the first-class hotel and, of course, unsinkable, just like the Titanic. Both ships, the Titan, fictitious, and the Titanic, British-owned steel vessels, both around 800 feet long and sank after hitting an iceberg in the North Atlantic in April around midnight. 14 years, this book This book preceded the Titanic sinking. Where it gets even weirder, friends, is the novel, The Titan, does bear some curious coincidences with the Titanic disaster. There are a few things that Robertson got wrong. For one, the Titanic did not crash into an iceberg 400 miles from Newfoundland at 25 knots. It crashed into an iceberg 400 miles from Newfoundland at 22.5 knots. That's scary stuff, friends. Do you see how similar? This guy was prophetically nailing and predicting the Titanic and its sinking. This is all over the web, too, by the way. But maybe the weirdest thing about the Titan, the fictitious book, 14 years that preceded the actual sinking of the Titanic, were points that had nothing to do with the story. But check out after numerous inquiries and expeditions to the Titanic wreck site. The similarities between Robertson's book and the Titanic disaster are so astounding that one has to imagine if White Star Line built Titanic to Robertson's specs as a dare. No, that's, see, here comes the carnal mind trying to adapt itself to the Spirit of Christ. But for one, both the Titan and the Titanic had too few lifeboats to accommodate every passenger on the board. The Titan carrying as few as the law allowed, while Robertson decided to be generous and include four lifeboats more on his ship than the Titanic. It's an odd point to bring up when you consider that lifeboats had nothing to do with the story. Matter of fact, when Titan, the fictitious book that preceded the Titanic sinking 14 years prior, hit the iceberg, starboard bow, naturally, the ship sank immediately, making the point made about lifeboats inconsequential. Why the bother to mention this? I'd like to take a minute to show you some similarities between the Titanic and the Titan. This is crazy stuff, friends. Although the novel was written before the Olympic-class Titanic had even been designed, there are some remarkable similarities between the fictional and the real-life counterparts. Like the Titanic, the fictional ship sank in April in the North Atlantic, and there were not enough lifeboats for the passengers. There are also similarities between the size 800 foot long for Titan, fictitious, versus 882 feet for the Titanic. The speed, 25 knots for the Titan, 22.5 knots for the Titanic, and life-saving equipment. Beyond the name, the similarities between the Titanic and the fictional Titan included both were triple-screw propellers. This is incredible. It was described as unsinkable. The Titanic was the world's largest liner, 882 feet, displacing 63,000 tons. As once described by newspapers as being practically unsinkable, the builders actually said that God couldn't even sink the Titanic. The Titan was the largest craft afloat and the greatest of the works of man, 800 feet, displacing 75,000 tons, up from 45,000 tons in the 1898 edition, and was considered unsinkable. This isn't coincidence to me at all. I don't believe that there is coincidence to Christian men and women, or to the ungodly heathens. The infidels. Shortage of lifeboats. The Titanic carried only 16 lifeboats, plus four Engelhart folding lifeboats, less than half the number required for her passenger and crew capacity of 3,000. The Titan, the fictitious book, carried as few as the law allowed, 24 lifeboats, less than half needed for her 3,000 capacity. Struck an iceberg, moving at 22 and a half knots. The Titanic struck an iceberg on the starboard side on the night of April 14, 1912, in the North Atlantic, 400 miles away from Newfoundland. Also on April night, in the North Atlantic, 400 miles from Newfoundland, Terra Nova, the Titan hit an iceberg while traveling at 25 knots, also on the starboard side. Sinking the unsinkable Titanic sank, and more than half of her passengers, 2,200, and crew died. The indestructible Titan also sank, more than half of her 2,500 passengers drowning. went down bow first, the Titan actually capsizing before it sank. Folks, there is similarity after similarity after similarity. I got the book versus Titanic. The 1898 version paralleled with the Titanic, the actual events. Again, keep in mind, this was written 14 years before the Titanic sank. Nationality, British. Length, 800 feet. The Titanic, 882.5. Give the guy some room here, would you? Length, 800 feet, 882.5 feet. Metal, steel, steel, steel. This guy was so prophetically right on, I can't even argue with anything he's done or said. Weight, 45,000 tons. Titanic, 66,000. Horsepower, 40,000. Titanic, 46. Propellers, 3. The first is always the Titan, friends, the fictitious book, parallel to the Titanic, which actually took place in comparison, and the building of the ships. Propellers, 3. Mass, 2. Titanic, 2. Watertight compartments, 19. Titanic, 16. Number of lifeboats, 24. Titanic, 20. Passenger capacity, 3,000. Titanic, 3,000. Passengers on board, 3,000. Titanic, 2,228. Time of impact, near midnight. Titanic sank, began to sink at 11:40 p.m. Point of impact, starboard. Oh, incredible. Titanic, starboard. Month, April. Fictitious. Fact, Titanic, 14 years later, April. Number of survivors. Fictitious, 13, the Titanic, 705.
Wow.
What do you say to this?
It's incredible when you look at the difference in the similarities. It's
of course.
Like, wow.
Well, there was even people that were on board that were actually told, oh, this is crazy. Friends, we live rural in western Minnesota. And what's interesting is when we moved here, there is a little town north of us that had a Titanic museum. It's only, what is it, like a week and a half during the summertime?
Yeah, just a very short. Mm-hmm.
And we actually went to it and found out that there was two pastors, a pastor and his wife and his daughter, that were prophesied not to go overseas, but they disobeyed. As a matter of fact, the church that it was prophesied in is right outside, 6 miles away from my house. I'll tell you more about it when we come back. This is incredible stuff, guys. What do you say to this? God was warning some folks, and people that were on the ship, they were warned not to go, but they didn't listen. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
20 years of truly dangerous broadcasting. Man Cow. Now heard here.
Check it out. GCN. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I've been talking about the Titanic and the coincidences around the Titanic with a fictitious book that was written 14 years before the Titanic actually sunk by a guy named Morgan Robertson. Futility, or The Wreck of the Titan. It's a novel about the unsinkable ocean liner Titan, which goes down after striking an iceberg in the North Atlantic. I mean, folks, did you listen to the comparisons going on? How prophetically accurate this individual was? Right before the break, I was talking about how we live out in western Minnesota, and they have a town north of us about 13 miles. And one day, we've been out here for about 8 years, and one day we seen in the paper a museum. And it had artifacts and it had, you know, things that were around the Titanic and which were on the Titanic. And we went to it, and little did we know that there was a pastor and his wife and his daughter that were pastors of a church, and that church is literally 6 miles away from my front door. And in saying that, they were in the middle of a service, and someone stood up and prophesied that they were not to go overseas. They ignored that prophetic warning. God is very much alive, friends. He's speaking as he's always spoken. The Spirit of God is alive forevermore. I don't care how many weirdo wannabe prophets you've seen in your life. There are real prophets out there that are saying things before they come to pass because they are speaking the mind of God. They have the ear of the learned. They have the tongue of the wise. They have the heart of God. And they're speaking forth those things that which they see and hear. Does that sound like Scripture? Yes, it does. And it also tells us that we're not to find our faith in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. That's why the gift of prophecy is so important in the body of Christ today. And it's interesting, just a side note, today you have pastors leading the church, when in fact that's not scriptural at all. 1 Corinthians 12:28 says, first the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher. So we need to put the church in proper structure before we're going to begin to take ground, and not until then. We can't just go ahead and, you know, set things up the way that we want to set them up and think we're going to win the day and say, God bless our efforts, even though they're backwards as to what you commanded us to do and how we're to do it. Well, what's interesting about, back to the story, concerning this pastor and his wife and his child, they were told not to go. They ignored the prophetic warning, and they went anyways. And the story goes, the little girl, when they got overseas, died. She caught an illness. The husband and wife got on the Titanic on the way back, and they went down with the Titanic. Now, what's interesting about all of this, friends, when we got here, I got this huge model. I had no idea why I got it. I'm just thinking, and then what I did is I went online, and I actually got a piece. I was doing a study. I'm trying to say it without giving it away right away. But I even went online to get a little piece of this boat, as you know, called the Titanic. And what's also interesting is I got a 3-foot model of the Titanic in my home right now. And I'm sitting here saying, "What? Why do I have this in my house? It's cool looking. Great. Whatever. Lord, the ship sunk. Why do I want that in my house?" And I think it was literally 6 months later, we seen that in the paper, only to find out that a pastor and his wife actually sunk with the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
So there is prophetic stuff going on all the time. And you might not know what it is all the time, but I'll tell you what, when a prophet stands up and says, listen, this is what the Lord said, don't do it. I want to tell you something. That is love. You mm-hmm. better listen to him. And the Bible tells us those that listen to the prophets, they shall be established. And I'll tell you what, this pastor and his wife would have been established had they listened to that warning back in the beginning of the 1900s.
There's so
1914,
many good,
I believe
so
it was.
Good,
1912, sorry.
So many good points, and you would just kind of sit back and think about everything that happened and went down literally on the Titanic, but went down while the Titanic was going down, is people, when they found out that it's the end, what do? They all gathered around the priest. They all wanted to pray. They all wanted
to... They wanted to go back to Jesus,
that's
didn't
right. They wanted to go back to Jesus as it was sinking. Well, the point is you live your life for Christ while things are not sinking. People say, you know, well... You know, you come to Christ if you're brokenhearted. You come to Christ if you're not doing good or whatever. You come to Christ if you've got some sort of, you know, something in your life that's getting you down. Listen, yeah, you come to Christ, but you know what? You should also come to the Christ if everything's going good in your life. It's not just when everything's going bad that all of a sudden, oh, I better get Christ because I need him. No, when you say, listen, Lord, I need you because I am a sinner saved by grace, and you say, listen, boy, I need you no matter if I'm rich or if I'm poor, if things are going good or if they're going bad or whatever the situation might be, you don't wait until things start going down until you say, hey, I need to get right with the Lord here.
No, that's called life insurance.
Absolutely.
You know, like a lot of professed Christians today, they want hell insurance. They want hellfire insurance. And it's called false grace.
And you know, the thing is too, is when people get saved, people think, well, I want to get saved so I can go to heaven. Listen, if you want to get saved just so you can go to heaven, that's not the right motivation for your salvation. If you get saved because you see your sinfulness before a just and holy God and you see the sacrifice of what Christ did on your behalf on the cross and you're sorry for your sins, that's a true motivation to want to be having salvation wrought in your heart. Now, another thing is people always say, well, you know, if you get saved, then you get to go to heaven. Like, yes, you get to do that. You know, that's great. But you know what? Heaven should be an afterthought of what your duty is here on this earth.
Yeah, this is preparation time. This is preparation time. If you're not getting prepared for heaven now, I'll tell you what, you're not going to be able to walk into the pearly gates, friends. I can tell you that.
And you have your whole life here on earth where you can live, and you should be living in Christ's service, seeking and saving that which is lost for his glory.
I remember hearing a prosperity preacher. I'll never forget this. He said, if you don't learn it here, you're going to learn it there. Really? Can you show me that in Scripture, friends? Is that why the mandate, the command from Jesus when he sent out his apostles were, tell them to repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand? What, so they can get prepared later on? Go ahead and live. You know, remember that one lady that she lived right next to us at our old place? And I remember her talking one day. She said, when I grew up, she was an older lady, when I grew up, I'll tell you what, we lived like the devil 6 days a week. But I'll tell you what, every Sunday we were in church. And if we weren't, I'll tell you what, Mama would give it to us.
Yeah, that's a great way.
Isn't that a great analogy?
Yeah, we can do whatever we want during the week, and then we just be hypocrites on Sunday just for doing our
duty. Why are we where we're at today?
Here you have it.
Friends, here's another one. While American novelist Anne Parrish was browsing bookstores in Paris, in the 1920s, she came upon a book that was one of her child childhood favorites, Jack Frost and other stories. She picked up the old book and showed it to her husband, telling him of the book she fondly remembered as a child. Her husband took the book, opened it, and on the flyleaf found the inscription, Ann Parrish, 209 North Weber Street, Colorado Springs. It was Ann's very own book.
Oh, that's so cool.
Here's some crackers.
And all the Daughters of Liberty out there are saying, oh, that's so sweet.
In the 19th century, the famous horror writer Edgar Allan Poe wrote a book called The Narrative of Arthur Gordon Pym. It was about four survivors of a shipwreck who were in an open boat for many days before they decided to kill and eat the cabin boy, whose name was Richard Parker. Some years later, in 1884, the Yarl Mignonette foundered with only four survivors who were in an open boat for many days. Eventually, the three senior members of the crew killed and ate the cabin boy. The name of the cabin boy was Richard Parker.
And Richard Parker, again, was the guy who found... That was a little too long. I lost it at the end. So Richard Parker was the guy...
These are all coincidences.
Right. And Richard Parker was the guy who wrote this book?
They ate him.
Right, they ate him.
Yes.
Wow.
Let's not complicate the issue. Nobody wants to talk about someone getting eaten, namely a cabin boy
named
Richard
Parker. Let's do another coincidence. Maybe it's more like the first one you said.
In Italy, King Umberto... number one, went to a small restaurant for dinner, accompanied by his aide-de-camp, General Emilio Ponzia Vigilia. When the owner took King Umberto's order, the king noticed that he and the restaurant owner were virtual doubles in face and in build. Both men began discussing the striking resemblances between each other and found many more similarities. Both men were born on the same day of the same year, March 14, 1844. Both men had been born in the same town. Both men married a woman with the same name, Margarita. The restaurant opened his restaurant. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's just say this. The entrepreneur opened his restaurant on the same day that King Umberto was crowned King of Italy. On the 29th, July 1900, King Umberto was informed that the restaurant, the entrepreneur, had died the day in a mysterious shooting accident, and as he expressed his regret, he was then assassinated by an Antichrist in the crowd.
Wow. That's interesting.
To put these together, you know, seriously, have a lot of time.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of, you know, the similarities people talk about between Abraham Lincoln and JFK. As you're going through these things and saying, wow, what, look at the similarity between this and this. It reminds you, because there's a lot of different similarities between Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
There's lots of different, if you go down, Lincoln had a secretary named Kennedy, and like back and forth, there's lots of different things. But that's just interesting how that all works. You know, it reminds me of sowing and reaping, too. You see a few things that are similar there. But when you're going through, and where did you find some of these things? This is amazing.
I just started thinking about it again, and it's like, you know what? I love hearing that kind of stuff because it really brings and validates
true
the
life.
Spirit of Christ.
Yep.
It does. And so in saying that, I just thought, you know what? This would be great to... bring it on the radio, because people love this kind of stuff, and I love this
kind
of stuff.
It's intriguing. That's the word. Intriguing. You think, huh,
yeah.
Wow.
Abraham Lincoln was elected to Congress in 1846. John F. Kennedy was elected to Congress in 1946.
Okay.
Abraham Lincoln was elected president in 1860. John F. Kennedy was elected president in 1960. It shows you that there is a timeline in operation here.
Right.
The name Lincoln and Kennedy each contain seven letters. Okay. Both were particularly concerned with civil rights. Lincoln used the black race only to further his political agendas. But I go on. Both wives lost their children while living in the White House. That's true. Seen that at Kennedy's grave.
Yep.
Both presidents were shot on a Friday. Both were shot in the head. Lincoln's secretary, Kennedy, warned him not to go to the theater. Kennedy's secretary, Lincoln, warned him not to go to Dallas.
Really? That's very interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Both were assassinated by Southerners, supposedly. Both were succeeded by Southerners. That's true. Both successors were named Johnson. Wow.
That's interesting.
Andrew Johnson, who succeeded Lincoln, was born in 1808. Lyndon Johnson, who succeeded Kennedy, was born in 1908. Supposedly, John Wilkes Booth was born in 1839. Supposedly, Lee Harvey Oswald was born in 1939. We'll continue this vein, friends. I love this kind of discourse. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can we kind of mellow out on the music a little bit? Just kind of like the heavy riffs. Got a bunch of blue-haired driving on the street right now going 90 miles an hour when they shouldn't be because they can't drive 55.
Where's the violin, Sons of Liberty?
Throwing the rock fist up in the air saying, I just can't help myself. Yeah, you can. Folks, talking about coincidences, Abraham Lincoln was elected to Congress in 1846. John F. Kennedy was elected to Congress in 1946. Lincoln was elected president in 1860. Kennedy was elected president in 1960. They were both warned not to go. Lincoln's secretary, her last name just happened to be Kennedy, warned him not to go to the theater. Kennedy's secretary just happened to be Lincoln, warned him not to go to Dallas. Both were assassinated by Southerners, if you believe that, friends. I don't. Both were succeeded by Southerners. That's a fact. Both successors were named Johnson, Andrew Johnson, Lyndon Johnson. Wow. Andrew Johnson was born in 1808. Lyndon Johnson was born in 1908. And then they brought up Booth, who was born in 1839, comparing him to Oswald, who was born in 1939. Both assassins were known by their three names. Both names are compromised of 15 letters. Now they're stretching it, but it's still there. Both ran from a theater and were caught in a warehouse. Oswald ran from a warehouse and was caught in a theater. Don't believe it, friends. Booth and Oswald were assassinated before their trials. Conveniently, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. We can go on. Hey, Jace, what was that coincidence you had, as the world likes to call it.
Yeah, right. I was actually watching a video last
night. Speaking of the mic.
I was watching a video last night by David Barton, and he was talking about a little bit of prophecy. Benjamin Rush, who was the signer of the Declaration of Independence, was friends with Thomas Jefferson and John Adams. And after John Adams became president, they kind of divided because they had opposing political views. And Benjamin Rush believed that his job was to reunite them, to kind of reconcile their relationship. And he had a dream. And in the dream, he had a
history
book.
One day I'll see a little black boy and a little white girl walking down.
That was later.
Oh, sorry.
You're interrupting the story.
Right. Okay.
No, in his dream, there's a history book. And on this page of history, it talks about how Thomas Jefferson and John Adams were reconciled. And they both died on the same day in this history book. And they were both looked upon in history with light. Like they were both positively
Influential.
Yeah, exactly.
He had this dream.
Yeah, neither one of them was looked upon as negative.
Yeah.
And then
Thomas Jefferson did do Adams a lot of harm, though.
Right.
Yeah.
I've learned a little bit about that. Yeah. But here's as accurately described in his dream, Adams and Jefferson did again become close friends and did indeed follow the correspondence of several years described in the dream. Furthermore, the world was favored with a sight of the letters. The volumes of their letters were published for the whole world to see. They sank into the grave nearly at the same time. Like his dream said, they both died on the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 1826.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Thomas Jefferson died, what, an hour before John Adams?
I think it was three.
No, yeah, that's right. That's
was
right.
It 3 hours or an hour?
Yeah, because remember, John Adams said Jefferson survives, and unbeknownst to him, he had already died before him. So,
right.
Yeah.
And they died on what day?
July 4th.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. 50 years.
Who knew the revolution like they did?
Oh, wow.
The purpose.
I got the goosies. That's amazing.
And both expired full of years and rich in the gratitude of praises of their country, as it said in his dream.
Wow.
So
very
great.
Cool stuff.
I like that.
Yes.
Benjamin Rush.
Here's another one. A German mother who photographed her infant son in 1914 left the film to be developed at a store in Strasbourg. In those days, some film plates were sold individually. World War I broke out, and unable to return to Strasbourg, the woman gave up the picture for lost. 2 years later, she bought a film plate in Frankfurt, over 100 miles away, to take a picture of her newborn daughter. When developed, the film turned out to be double exposure with the picture of her daughter superimposed on the earlier picture of her son. Through some incredible twist of fate, her original film never developed, had been mislabeled as unused, and had eventually been resold to
herself.
To the
same woman. Wow.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yes.
See, that's another one.
Honey, you're really kind of easy,
too. I got
too.
A true story.
Okay.
Okay, true story. So back in the day when I was younger.
Are you pleased?
I'm pleased. So we're talking about coincident, quote-unquote coincidences, right? So we've mentioned this before, but for all you new Sons and Daughters of Liberty listeners, back in the day when I was younger, I used to do some print jobs. And I happened to get a print job where I would do, I was on the front cover of a Team Cheerios box. So I was, I think, 16, 17 years old when I did this. And later on in life, when Bradley and I kind of met each other and were going through our courtship, he was praying to the Lord and he said, well, I just want to know.
Did you say torture?
No. Courtship.
Oh. I was about ready to agree with you.
Oh, boy. Now you got all the Daughters of Liberty mad out there. But anyway, so later, I think it was even after we were married, maybe. But maybe it was before. I can't remember. But we had kind of gone through, and we looked at this Team Cheerios box. And what was highlighted on Team Cheerios is you had, you know, the front cover, and then they focused on a certain team that won a championship. They highlighted different teams across the nation.
And by the way, to interject so you understand the story, I was asking the Lord for a confirmation that I was supposed to marry Stephanie.
That's right. So what we did was we had looked at that Team Cheerios box, and unbeknownst to us, there was a picture of me on the front cover, 16, 17 years old, and then we turned it around. The coach's name was exactly your name on the back.
That's
before
right.
We knew each other, before we met, before anything was ever even anything. So it's another cool confirmation.
Yeah, well, we get a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the Lord answers prayers, right?
Amen.
So is it coincidental, Christians, when you pray and the Lord answers specifically for what you specifically prayed for?
I know. Sometimes
it shouldn't
like,
be. It should be.
Sometimes you're like, oh, I was just praying about that.
I know.
Like,
they get weird about it.
Unbelievable. Like the Lord answers prayer?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It shows you their unbelief.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Their fleece.
That's
we
right.
can't fleece God. Here's another one.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. This kind of coincides with what you just said,
okay.
Chase. Here it is. The lives of Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, two of America's founders, Jefferson crafted the Declaration of Independence, showing drafts of it to Adams, who with Benjamin Franklin helped to edit it and hone it. There was another person in there as well. The document was approved by the Continental Congress on July 4th, 1776. Surprisingly, both Jefferson and Adams died on the same day, July 4th, 1826, exactly 50 years from the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Let's go back. The document was approved on the Continental Congress on July 4th. No, it was not. It was July 2nd. It was signed on July 4th. Go ahead. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool.
Surprisingly, both Jefferson and Adams died on the same day, July 4th, 1826, exactly 50 years from the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
That's totally divine. There's no way you can...
No question. Okay. In 1953, television reporter Irv, that's all I'm going to say. His last name is
Irv.
Folks, it just gets, yeah, Brother Irv.
Brother
okay,
Irv, gotcha.
Was in London to cover the coronation of Elizabeth II. In one of the drawers in his room at the Savoy, he found some items that, by their identification, belonged to a man named Harry Hannon. And coincidentally, Harry Hannon, a basketball star with the famed Harlem Globetrotters, was a good friend of Brother Irv's. But the story has yet another twist. Just 2 days later, and before he could tell Hannon of his lucky discovery, Brother Irv received a letter from Hannon. In the letter, Hannon told Brother Irv that while staying at the hotel in Paris, he found in a drawer a tie... Oh, my goodness. With Brother Earl's name on it.
Oh, wow. You know, it takes some thought to kind of follow the whole trail. It's like, okay, so we got Brother Irv.
Yeah.
And we've got this Harlem Globetrotter guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so they both found...
Say Globetrotters 10 times as fast as you can.
I don't know if I want to humiliate myself.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
Globetrotter. I got one good one out.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's starting to sound, you know, like your tongue is flying all over the place when you try to say stuff like that.
That's right. Mississippi.
Yep, we got 1 minute.
Okay, sounds good. Oh, you got one more? Okay, well,
no.
While you're looking for some, I'll just say...
I don't have one more. You know, that was my cue.
That's right. Well, it's kind of been a lighthearted show today, and it's good to be kind of, you know, let you know some good things and to think a little bit, and I think it's good for things that kind of, wow, this is coincidental. Some of it is very accurate prophetically, like we're talking about the Titanic and so on and so forth. You know, and sometimes people think, well, like the Titanic, this is America. This will never happen here. Listen, history repeats itself, history shows, unless we do something to get up and change the problem. And that's what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty. It's a new year. We just highlighted last week about becoming a son or daughter of liberty, but that's extended all throughout the year. So for those of you who can donate and say, listen, I want to get behind you guys are out there doing what needs to be done. We're going to be out there in California, actually coming out the month of January, South Dakota in March. Lots of good things coming your way. But please do, if you can donate, call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go on the right-hand side. You'll see a button that says donate. Click on it. Do what you can. And, of course, all the material that you buy or purchase from Sons of Liberty with your donations, you are getting the word out there, and you're also helping to support what we do. So people sometimes think, well, you know, I'm so glad that radio show's out there. I'm so glad that ministry's out there. What they don't realize is I'm glad that you're glad they're out there, but unless you help support them, they cannot continue to stay out there.
That's right.
So please keep that in mind and make your donations.
Got one more.
We appreciate it.
In 1930s Detroit, a man named Joseph Figlock was to become an amazing figure in a young and apparently incredible careless mother's life. As Figlock was walking down the street, the mother's baby fell from a high window onto Figlock.
Oh.
The baby's fall was broken, and Figlock and the baby were unharmed. A year later, the self-same baby fell from the self-same window, again falling onto Mr. Figlock as he was passing beneath. Once again, both of them survived the event.
Wow.
That's weird. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake Sons. Oh.
I'm Stephanie.
Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty, First Chapter 18. Love you by what we do. See you in 23. See you.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic organic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.